Hello, everyone. You're listening to America Meditating Radio. We collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts on demand 24/7. I'm Sister Jenna, host of the syndicated America Meditating Radio. Join us as we talk one-on-one with leading experts who answer life's most compelling questions, because in a world of uncertainty, we need answers right here, right now. America Meditating Radio, a show for everyone to learn more about this amazing thing called life. Oh, good morning and Om Shanti. Welcome to America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna. That was our lovely and beautiful friend, Sanatan Kaur. She's going to be in Washington, D.C. on May 10th at UDC, University of the District of Columbia Theater, performing for us. And we're going to be out there, so please come and join us. If you haven't gotten your ticket, go to her website, please. I think it's going to be a wonderful event, as it was for us last year, too. We're always happy when you could join us. Over 1,000 episodes, over 1 million archived listeners, and just some of the most profound minds and hearts. Many of our listeners are not aware, but we actually sponsor and host a retreat for our guests at our retreat center, Peace Village Learning and Retreat Center up in the Catskills. And I have to tell you, so far, everyone has left with an life-altering experience to make them into better service. And so it is an age of awakening. It is a time of awakening. We are in our 20 years of celebration, and that is our, is the Brahma Kumaris, the spiritual community in which I have privilege of directing here in the Washington metropolitan area. Folks, I have to tell you, I've been a little bit delicate lately because I've been going through millions of pictures and I used to be so much younger. That's one, and much skinnier. That's two. But it's interesting. I've seen the same commitment. I've observed the commitment, the tirelessness, and the dedication that still seems to prevail even in the images that I see in the pictures and some of them on videos. And so could you please join me and friends and the amazing Sister Shivani on Sunday, July 2nd, 3:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the MGM Grand Ballroom. Parking is of no problem, but the easiest way to get in is to just valet your car at the hotel and you walk straight across the hall to the MGM Grand Ballroom. And we're looking forward to having the Abigail School of Francisco Classical Ballet, Mujur Arts Indian Classical Dancers, Dan Nainan, the comedian, and we're going to have voices of friends who've been with us for 20 years of awakening our own consciousness and this region. And it's interesting to see what we've been going through, but I've been observing some positive changes happening in our administration. So I believe that everyone's blessings and good wishes are there, and we are wanting our administration and this leadership to do good, because if they don't do good, we're going to all go down together. It's like being in a plane and wishing the pilot to do bad. You know, that means everyone goes down in the ship, and that's not what we want. And so I just think being in the nation's capital, everyone, for 20 years, and to have two successful meditation museums, over 2,500 events, and actually there's a lot more than that. We're just trying to capture what we can on paper because we weren't even thinking 20 years later. So we don't have anything. Back in the days, and we were just writing on paper. And now the last 10 years or 12 years, I think, David was saying he captured some of these events. Millions of lives that have been served. Millions. And if the radio show itself has an archived amount of 1 million listeners, can you imagine how many we have served through coming into the door, going out to festivals and exhibits, giving speeches and lectures, doing radio interviews, television interviews, newspaper interviews, magazine interviews. I can't keep counting. But what I do know is that the friends are there and you guys are there. And we love you so much for that. And I know that it's in our giving that we're receiving. It is in our giving of ourselves and our compassion and our love for a better self and a better humanity that's giving us the reward of being able to sustain 20 years of spirituality in a region that is so driven to produce global change. Thanks to everyone who has supported us through financial donation, who has supported us by coming into the doors of the Meditation Museum or any of our Brahma Kumari centers, whether it's from Washington, D.C., New York, New Jersey, Miami, Los Angeles, Seattle, Chicago, Utah, wherever it might be. Thank you. We are not only awakening ourselves and keeping ourselves awakening, but we are also experiencing what it means to be awakened. We're going to be launching an initiative called Awakening, and it is in support of the tour of Sister Shivani from India, who will be visiting a lot of cities from Dayton, Ohio to Orlando, Tampa, Washington, D.C., Chicago, New Jersey, New York, Boston, so many places. So if you want to know more about her tour, go to bkawakening2017.org. And you'll find more information about where she'll be. But if you're going to be in Washington, D.C. for the 4th of July weekend, you must join us at MGM Grand Ballroom, July 2nd, 3:30 to 6 p.m. It'll be a day that, this is how I visualize it. You come out for the day walking around, shearing, window shopping, taking the family and friends, riding the Ferris wheel, having a nice iced tea on the pier, sharing about things about life, looking at faces and people, and then coming over to the MGM Grand Ballroom. The earlier you get there, the better seatings you'll have. And then sitting and really enjoying how do we awaken love and forgiveness and keep it awakened. You're going to get so many incredible tools about this. It will open up your mind. There'll be ballet performances, music, video, and meditation at the end. Please go to meditationmuseum.org and click on the events page if you'd like some more information on our event of Awakening to Love and Forgiveness. You're listening to America Meditating Radio, and we're going to take a few moments now to do what we do best here, and that is to pause for meditation and to create a sort of an atmosphere in our world where life has hope, life has meaning. Here's Here and Now from Carmen Warrington's meditation CD. Take a deep breath.
Now, these two meditation practices allow you to be present in the here and now. Not in the past, worrying about things that are over. Not in the future, worrying about things that might be. Right in the present. Because right here and right now, you're okay. Let's begin with here. So make sure you're sitting comfortably and close your eyes or leave them half open if you wish. Begin by having a sense of where you are. Are you outdoors or are you in a building? Feel the temperature of this environment. Listen to the sounds in the distance. And what do you hear nearby? Notice everything without judging it, without commenting in your mind. Now, sense your body, starting with your toes and slowly working your way up. Become aware of the soles of your feet and your ankle bones. Feel the bend in your knees. Feel where your hands are. And whether your fingers are curled over or straight. Feel where your body makes contact with the furniture. Notice the curve in your spine, in your lower back, middle of your back. The curve in your neck. Notice the angle of your head and whether your teeth are together or slightly apart. feel the texture of your clothing on your skin. Notice the temperature of your body. Sense the weight of your legs and your arms. Your head. Sense the weight of your whole body. Notice how still your body is. And how calm you are. Be present to your body here in this place for a few more moments. Rest in the stillness.
Welcome back. That was Here and Now, and what you get is a sense that to be present is perhaps one of the most important practices of this time, because we struggle with wanting to be present because of technology, relationship issues, challenges as we go along the way. But it's not to say that we're not awakened. It's just that I think that there are various percentages in our awakening. And I know that for me in my 20s, what I would define as awakening was when I had an experience of an extremely revised, optimized, noble, graceful, dignified experience and presence of my narrative, of my story, of my beingness. And I had the fortune of having friends and community in the Brahma Kumaris to turn to ask these questions, like, why did I feel so beautifully rich and full inside? And they were able to give me the tools that I needed, stay woke, you know, to stay woke and to be able to move with that grace and that dignity as I have traveled on my journey for over 20 years. And I'm not using my years as this is how much I've done, because there are people who have been on the path of spirituality for 10, 15, 20, 40. I know some people who have been on their journey for 50 years, and they still struggle with issues like jealousy, competition, insecurity. They will knock you down, and if you are not even doing well, they're happy that you're not doing well, rather than to keep lifting you up because they're so proud of you. And I think what that goes to show is just how deep the wounds are in the consciousness of the soul, how deep and how subtle the wounds are in the consciousness of the soul, that in one way we're awakened to certain dimensions of things, and in other ways we're still sleeping. We're still in a place where I'm not able to overcome these feelings that I have, which are basically signaling to me maybe something like, I'm so angry with myself for not taking care of my body. I'm so angry with myself for believing that, like, you know, I'm some guru or I'm some powerful person and everyone else is powerful. I'm so angry with not being responsible for my family, you know, thinking that they were the ones that had to do the work, you know, while I just move along the way that I wanted. You know, there are a lot of ways that we look at anger, which could be not necessarily screaming and kicking up a storm, but anger in sometimes a low sense self, anger in the form of, I don't want to empower anyone. I should be the only one in an empowered state. So there are different forms of anger. And when we look at awakening, it is like an act of waking up from sleep, the way we physically look at it. But on a spiritual level, it's an act or moment of becoming suddenly aware of something that is happening since the presidential campaign of last year. And after November 8th, America woke up. Standing Rock woke up. And woke is a word from African American vernacular English, which refers to an awareness of issues concerning social justice, but also racial justice. And by now, you must be seeing or hearing about the word, you know, the word woke, being used on Twitter and on Facebook. And you sometimes might get confused by what does it really, really mean? So according to the Urban Dictionary, it really just refers to being in a state of awareness. So being woke means I'm aware. I know what's going on inside of myself. I know what's going on in my community, in my country. And I can sense if I am holding any sort of a racial limitation within my own being, because it's very subtle. Our prejudices are very, very, very subtle. It isn't just a color issue. It's also a social economic issue. You're richer, I'm poor. I have more than you do. I'm smarter, you're not. I have more spiritual wisdom and years than you do. That's a prejudice. That's a prejudice. And so the phenomenon of being woke is a cultural push right now to challenge problematic norms, systematic injustices that are everywhere, and overall the status quo through complete inner awareness, to be internally aware. And so it is so important to stay awake, my friends. It's so important to be in a state of awakening. So what I'd like to call all of you to do is to send us a video, less than 30 seconds, of you sharing what does it mean to you to be awakened. What does it mean to be awakened? Post that on your personal social media, but please hashtag awakening and hashtag Brahma Kumaris USA. We want to continue this conversation throughout the whole region and see where it leads us. And if you'd like, feel free to also like our Facebook at America Meditating or Meditation Museums, because we will continue to see if we can continue with the awakening. Share something poetic, something spiritual, something positive about what it means. Not only do you need to, you know, you can send a video of you sharing what it means to be awakened, but also put a picture of what you think is awakening, but keep adding the hashtag awakening and hashtag Brahma Kumaris USA, and let's see where it takes us. Thank you so much for having this awakening conversation with us on America Meditating Radio. Your time, your love, your care, your presence means everything to us. And in an age where we're looking for peace and looking to give more than we receive, it's crucial. It is so crucial for us to be able to be more giving than we are in taking, to love more than hate. To be able to love everyone the same has been my life's purpose, and it's not like going to auntie's home. It requires effort. But without effort, there's no reward. Thank you so much for joining us on the air today. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission, and we are here to love each other the same. So let's do that. I'm going to end today's show with Sarah McLaughlin, Instruments of Peace. Take care, everyone. So much sleep.